Hello, is this room 104? Perfect. I'll come in then and do a little checkup on you.
Hello, dear. My name is Jenny, and I'll be your nurse today. I spoke with your doctor earlier, and I hope I can help any way I can. Oh, sweetie, what's wrong? Are you too cold? If you want, I can make a blanket for you with my silk. Are you afraid of me? Oh, you poor thing. I promise I won't hurt you, cutie. I only want to help you. Oh, you poor sweetheart. You've been scared of spiders since you were young? I hope I can show you that you have nothing to fear from me. All right, sweetie. I'll give you a little space to calm down. In the meantime, could I ask you some questions? They'll be simple and straightforward, okay? Thank you, sweetie. I promise to be quick. First question. Are you currently experiencing any discomfort such as mild pain, fever, dizziness, or headache? All right, mild fever, a bit of a headache, and I definitely see some injuries on your body. Do any of those injuries hurt? I see. Don't worry, dear. I can easily patch those up. I can use my silk as bandages to help patch you up and ease any discomfort. Yes, that does mean I have to be close to you, sweetie. Oh. I know it'll make you a little uncomfortable, but I think it will work out just fine. No, what a cute little pout. My. Are you starting to warm up to a little spider like me, darling? It looks like you are. Oh, you don't have to turn away, sweetheart. I love seeing that adorable blush you have for me. There's that cute smile I wanted to see. See, sweetie? All I want to do is take care of you. It's my job to get you back on your feet as soon as possible. How long have I been working here? Well, let's see. I started working as a nurse here about 50 years ago. So, I have plenty of experience with helping patients, including adorable cuties like you. I don't look a day over 30. Oh, sweetie, you're too kind. I'm so glad you think I'm still in my youth. But no, darling, I'm actually 82. Although that doesn't mean I can't go out with a cute little human like you. All right, cutie. Let me look at those injuries. Don't worry. I won't bite. I'll only tell you how adorable you are. All right, sweetie. Let me see what's going on. Do you mind if I listen to your heart? I'll just use my stethoscope for a second. Thank you. Breathe in for me, sweetie. And breathe out. Very good, sweetheart. One more time. Breathe in. And breathe out. Well done, cutie. You have a normal heart rate and a very soothing one at that. How are you holding up so far? Are you less scared of me now, cutie? That's good. At least you're getting used to the sweet spider. It's so nice to see you starting to trust me, darling. And that smile is just too cute for words. All right, sweetheart. I'll stop teasing you for now. Don't want you to blush up a storm while I work on patching you up. Even if it does make you the cutest thing in the world. All right, honey. Take a deep breath from me. Try to relax and let go of all your stress. That's it. You're doing so well for me. Just keep breathing deeply and relax. You're doing so well for me. Can I take your temperature now, cutie? Thank you, darling. All right, cutie. Say ah. Oh my, you're at just over 103. A mild fever, so nothing too serious. Maybe you're just a little too hot from seeing a beautiful spider nurse taking care of you. Now you're getting hotter and cuter for me. Oh, I'm sorry, sweetie. It's just a habit of mine to flirt with the adorable patients. It's an old and admittedly bad habit of mine, but I'd like to think it helps, you know, the patients feel a little better. Oh, of course, it may be a little unethical, but still, it brings a smile to someone's cute face. Plus, well, who doesn't like a flirty nurse that takes care of them? Oh, that blush tells me everything, cutie. My, my. It's like you want me to take you to my place or on a date. Huh? Well, unfortunately, I'm not allowed to date my patients. Oh, but that doesn't mean we can't ever go out, sugar. Once you feel better and leave the hospital completely healthy, well, let's just say there's a wonderful restaurant 5 blocks left of here. Am I asking you out? Well, after you get better and you're no longer my patient, then yes, I am asking you out, cutie. That is, if you aren't scared of going on a date with a spider lady. Well then, sweetheart, consider it a date. But first things first, let me take care of you right now. You still need a nurse's care and a spider's touch. Yes, dear. Time to relax and let your nurse take care of you. First, I'm going to wrap up your injuries with my silk. Then I'll soothe your mind so that you can get some much-needed rest. All you need to do is relax and let me take care of your beautiful body. Relax. 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 That's it. You're doing so well for me, darling. Now, I'm going to start with your leg and wrap it in my silk. Make sure it's nice and tight yet soft. Just relax as I take care of you. There we go. All wrapped up in a nice cast of silk. Is that too tight for you, dear? Does it hurt? That's good. The cast will help your leg heal much faster now. Just keep off it for about 3 weeks, then it should be good as new. After the 3 weeks are through, come back to see me. And I'll take a look. 3 weeks is usually when a patient's injury is perfectly healed. If it isn't, By then, I'll just wrap another cast with my silk, and it should be better within a week. All right, sweetie. Can I see that arm now? I also need to bandage it up with my silk. Same thing with your forehead. Oh, don't worry, it won't take long. There we go. Some soft bandages for those cuts. They didn't look too bad. They were only minor cuts, so it was easy to bandage them up. No, you're welcome, cutie. Just part of the job. It may not be my number one favorite, but it's a very close second. What's my favorite part of the job? Well, it's meeting kind, sweet, and beautiful people like you. Oh, there's that blush again. You're way too easy to tease, sweetheart. That's the honest truth. Why, yes, sweetheart. I do think you're quite attractive and sweet. You've been nothing but kind and accepting of me as your nurse. Even if I did give you a bit of a fright at the beginning. Oh, you have such a cute laugh and an adorable little smile. I do hope you get better soon, dear. After all, you promised me a date, and I do plan on going out with you. Shh. It's okay now, darling. We can worry about that another time. Right now, you need to get some rest so you can get well soon. You need your strength, and the best way to do that is a nice, deep sleep. Would you like me to stay with you as you fall asleep, darling? I promise to be by your side until you close those pretty little eyes and fall asleep. All right, cutie. I'll stay here and help you rest. If you want, I can make a blanket for you with my silk and tuck you in. Is that all right, sweetheart? Thank you, cutie. I'll make sure to spin the softest, most comfortable blanket for you, dear. That's it, sweetie. All tucked in my soft silk. The blanket will keep you nice and warm throughout the night. Keep you safe. I would love to stay with you as you sleep, cutie. However, I do have other patients to attend to tonight. Don't worry, though. I won't flirt with them as much as I did with you. Besides, you're more of my type anyway. How about I play with your hair for a bit? Would that help you fall asleep, cutie? All right, sweetheart. I'll stroke your hair until you fall asleep. Just close your eyes and relax. That's it. Just focus on the feeling of my fingers running through your soft hair. Shh. It's okay, sweetie. Close your eyes. Fall asleep, cutie. I promise not to leave you until you're in a deep slumber. Good night, cutie. Rest well and dream of nothing but peace and pure bliss. I can't wait for you to recover and go on that date with me.